with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden says Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a ceasefire.
Under the deal reached today, effective at 4 a.m. tomorrow local time, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. Will end. This is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities.
The president says he hopes the peace deal between Israel and Hezbollah can lead to an end to the fighting in Gaza.
Over the coming days, the United States will make another push with Turkey, Egypt, Qatar, Israel, and others to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza. With the hostages released and the end of the war without Hamas in power, that becomes possible.
President Biden's announcement comes as Israel's cabinet approved the ceasefire after urging from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Walmart has become the latest and biggest company to roll back its DEI policies.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a major list of corporations that have been under pressure by conservative activists. The company confirmed to the Associated Press that it'll better monitor its third-party marketplace items to make sure they don't feature sexual and transgender products aimed at minors. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Trump on Tuesday signed a required agreement with President Biden's White House to allow his transition team to coordinate with the existing federal workforce ahead of taking office on January 20th. The overdue agreement was supposed to have been signed by October 1st, according to the Presidential Transition Act, and the Biden White House had issued appeals in both public and private for Trump's team to sign on. This is SRN News. A Canadian town is fined for opposing the LGBT agenda.
The national anthem of that country includes the words, "Keep our land glorious and free." But the people of Emo Township in Ontario are not free to refuse to fly the gay pride flag. Local lawmakers voted down a proposal to fly the flag in celebration of June as Gay Pride Month and were promptly sued by resident homosexuals. Now the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal has levied a $15,000 fine against the township and ordered the flag to be run up the pole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group is suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society argues Illinois is violating the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. This is SRN News. Former New York City Mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani was back in court Tuesday trying to shield some of his assets from the penalties in his defamation case.
In an angry outburst in a New York courtroom, Rudy Giuliani accuses a judge of making wrong assumptions about him after ordering him to turn over most of his assets to two election poll workers who won a $148 million libel case against him. Outside court, Giuliani doubled down on the judge.
His background is serious left-wing Democrat. Yes, he was appointed by Trump.
Federal Judge Louis Lyman said he's not going to let Giuliani blurt things out anymore unless he's a sworn witness. The judge also refusing to delay a January 16th trial over what happens to Giuliani's Florida residence and his World Series rings. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.